I'm just blessed to be here today.
Amen.
We just go right along with the program. Blessed here. And we get the little mic on here, and we would get started with the program here that's already been going for some time here. We got about there. Yes. Yes. Oh, on the way. Okay, very good. That's so very important. My wife, Dr. Carolyn Pickens, has been with me about 30 years also.
Amen.
At Willow Avenue and Brentwood Baptist Church. She's bringing our little great-great-granddaughter, 8 years old, second grade here. We just want to give thanks to the God for being here. Because it's not by my power, not by my might, but by the what? Grace of God. We're just simply here today. And I humble myself among you. And I'm just so proud of my brother, the Herman Pickens, pastor, his wife, Judy. And I see a host of family and friends there. Don't see them all unless you're getting old. You can't see that far, but I see Farnell, Montgomery, which is Stan, my brothers and sisters there, Vernell and his wife, Vernell Montgomery, Dr. Vernell Montgomery, very good. My brother Gary, Jeffrey, look like Luke, and some more there. I can't see that far, but bless, that's Jeffrey there with me here. My sister Catherine, my goodness here. We got enough for a football team, huh? Okay, grandson here. Please stand because that's what it's all about, the family. If I miss somebody, please excuse me here. But I'm just so blessed to be able to be with you today. I'll be brief. I know I'm cutting my two-hour sermons down, so I'm going to do about 20, 30 minutes here, and we'll be down. But God is good. Before we go any further, we need to pray and ask the Lord to be leading this. Pray for me. Help me to just move out the way behind the old rugged cross where God could use me a few minutes to get a message over to his people. And that's what I plan to do. At some point in time, you may hear a little bit from R. Kelly. I think I can fly. I think I can touch the sky. You know? Yes, that's where I'm at now. Boy, God is so good. There it is. Just listen to it a minute if you're not familiar with it. Is it coming up now? I hear it. Listen to the lyrics. Have mercy. Do we have a video on it too? Yeah. This is almost all my message here. True meaning of love. Have mercy. Yes. I can see it. Can do it. Well, leave it. Focus. To it. Well, be my fly. Yes, yes. I can touch the sky.
In night and day.
Fly away.
I can
soar like an eagle.
See me riding through that open door. I believe I can fly.
Okay.
I believe.
Very good. I believe visual aids really can say 1,000 words. My few words come from the fact that, as I said before, we can't praise God enough for keeping us here. Because as you can see every day, people are on vacation, people are doing this and that, and they're gone the next day or the next few minutes. They say the what? The fire, the water, and the wind. Isn't that something? You're talking about Maya, talking about a little bit. I'm over back and forth here as we give the text in just a second here. But you bring that together, and it is can be very dangerous, or it can be controlled. I don't control it. You and I, but I know somebody I know somebody that can help us survive. So here, as I said, I give thanks to the church body, the pastor, and now I like to say a prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, Almighty God, we praise your holy name. I stand before this pulpit as a moment, Father, only being an instrument to be led by you. Order my steps. Direct my path. Open up the eyes and the ears of your hearers and believers, and even non-believers, Father, because we know you are able to do all things. We ask all these blessings in your mighty Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I'm coming from the scripture of Hebrews 11, 1 through 7. Hebrews 11, 1 through 7. We call it the faith chapter. And some of you may know it by heart, but if you don't, I brought my Bible. And if you don't mind, I'll read it just a minute, because we like to base everything on the scripture and the word of God.
Amen.
So we say that here. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, but it's the evidence of things what? Not seen. It says, for it is what? The elders obtain good report. Come back to that a little later. But he said, through faith, we understand what? The world was framed by who? By the word of God. And so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. I'm almost through. Verse 4 says, but by faith we know Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying on his gifts, and by it he being what dead yet speaketh. But by faith Enoch was what? Translated, and he was what? That he should not see death. Look at that.
Amen.
Have it there. And was not found. Why? Because God has translated him, and before his translation, he had his testimony that he pleased God. Now, important point that verse 6 says what? But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe. That's a key point. Our foundation you need. You have to believe. Believe what? That he is. And that he is a rewarder of them that what? Diligently seek him. Okay, the last one about Noah's faith. Being warned of God of things and seeing it not. Moved with fear. That's another big point. Fear. And then what? Prepared a ark to saving of his house, by that which he condemned the world, and then came heir of righteousness, which is by faith. Okay, we'll stop there here. You may be seated. Thank you very much here. And look at the three quick points here. And the first one come out of the scripture. What about? Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So we just define the basic thing, saying, what is faith? Here come my wife and the little girl there, the little Miss Callie there. Welcome there. Come on in here. She works with us all the time. So that point about faith now is that what? It's the reliance or the trust in a person or a thing or a belief in religious doctrine. So we're talking about religious doctrine here. A system of religious belief, the Christian faith. So he says, for by the elders retain a good report. Of course, we're talking about Abraham and some of the other elders here, that as they faith grew, they did certain things in life. But let's be realistic. Everything ain't always right with me. I don't know about you. I have my good days and I have my bad days. But I like to think that my good days outweigh my bad days, so I can't complain, though God is good. So we know the story of Abraham as I move along. Abraham demonstrated a deep faith in God. We're talking about the story, as I paraphrase just a little here, while he was trusting God to protect his son Isaac, What? From being used as a what? Living sacrifice offering. And in that, as you know the story, as we move around, Isaac helped his dad all the time. He brought the wood. He made the little donkey. He was going along. But he did not see what? The sacrifice. So he asked the question, where is the sacrifice? But as he was put in place to become the sacrifice, Abraham didn't hesitate to pull out his knife and was about to take his only son's life. And then he heard a voice. He heard a voice from heaven say, hey, don't do it. I know that you believe in me, that you trust me, because you would give me your only blessed son. How well is your faith? So my text simply today is testing your faith. And sometimes God can test you and I. You may not always pass, but you should be able to get up. You fall down, but you need to get up. So here, that's where Abraham was about to slay his son here. And then we move to the second point as we looked at the test. We said here, blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. So here we had another element here where we say blessed assurance is a term that we use to assure a person has their what? Salvation. Because as far as I'm concerned, one of the most important things I can think of is my plan of salvation. Talking to a lot of insurance people lately, trying to get this insurance, that insurance, get this and that and all that. And, you know, it's already good, but it can't keep you from leaving here. Amen. Sooner or later, you're going to leave here. But this plan I'm talking about is an eternal plan that you could have life even after our physical death. Amen. Because what I was told way back at Bella Vista, Brother Pastor, that we are pilgrims. Just traveling through. I was a young person. I said, well, I don't have no hat or nothing here. What? I'm pilgrim. What do you mean? No, but as I celebrated my 74th birthday, I see what it means there. God is good. Because this journey of life is up and down, back and forth. Let me give you an example. As I was coming over here today, I've been over here many times, but Jeffrey, I like to ride in Vernier and put my GPS on. And it was talking to me, boy. He said, get in this lane, slow down, move over. And to me, it's like somebody sitting high, looking low. So I say, yeah, I need it, because every so often, I miss a turn. And they say, redirect, redirect. And I kept on saying, back up, redirect. But God got me here, and I was blessed. But on that, I'm saying is, it signifies the confidence that comes from knowing that God has chosen them for salvation, and he will never abandon you and I. Now, I've had some tough times. Can't complain. Matter of fact, the other day, I was sitting there waiting on some very important medication. And if any of y'all been in that loop by now, you know it comes sometimes, sometimes it don't. But I learned to be patient, and I learned to trust God no matter what state I'm in. So as they knocked on the door after 2 weeks, I thought it'd come to another 2 weeks, and I didn't even bother to answer the door because, you know, sometimes you just say, oh, well, maybe it's nobody. Long story short, it happened to be UPS with the medication. I'm just saying that God works in his own timing, and he's never late. So I'm so blessed on that. And so what I'm trying to do is encourage you and I. Because you may be in the valley right now, or you may have something that may not be going exactly like it needs to be going, in your opinion. You may have lost your job. You know, you may have sickness and health and things of that nature. So we have all kind of things that can perhaps burden us down. But be aware, don't be fearful, and don't give up. Because God is still in the blessing business, and I can testify to that. Yeah, and so what I'm saying is that you need to keep your hope. As they say, keep hope alive. And God can give you strength, and most important, he can give you what? Peace. And so it's, I know here that Jeremiah said, I have plans for you to prosper. Is that something? And so what we know is the Bible is true. So question becomes, Do you trust in God's promises as you test your faith? You may come in today as if, I don't know about you, but sometimes, especially when I'm about to preach, I have all kind of issues going on, and I have to just be calm and make it as good. The computer wouldn't work. This wouldn't work, friend. I say, well, I'm going on anyway. I'm show up. God is speaking anyway, so, you know, I listen. And many times as I speak, I listen. Why? Back to the second point is that now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain what we do not see. Because they say hope is not hope if you can see it. So if I have faith, I sit down in this chair without even thinking about it because I know it will hold me. So I don't have to get it tested or measured or anything like that. So we walk by faith many times like that. I ask God to order my steps. Because just like back in the forefathers and Abraham said, he was told by God to what? Go, leave, take off. And times were tough back then because he was having a drought. Have you heard of that before? Things were tight. And God didn't tell him exactly where he was going. Now, you may be bringing it up to date now. You may be in a situation right now, and you just poll yourself, that you're in the middle of some uncertainty. Well, join the club. Because it is up and down, up and down. But you need to know who's in charge. And so that's what I want to let you know. I'm just a witness. I'm just giving a simple testimony to let you know that God is still in the blessing business. And he can help you out right now. And so I say, what are some of the things we can do? Well, I try to fast a little, to be honest. I do try to fast and just kind of be quiet and listen to God. Because as hot as it is, too, sometimes you can't get out. It's good to be in and kind of be peaceful and meditate. I listen to the word of God, and I just simply try to see what God is saying to you and me. Not only saying, but what action is he requiring us to take? Because you need to be obedient to God. And see, if you just hear and don't do, then that's going to come out worse later. So I walk by faith and not by sight. So that's where I'm at now. So what are some of my future hopes? So the scripture says here, the Bible says, Pastor Cosby says, may the God of hope fill you with what? Joy. Now, joy is not the same thing as happiness. Because happiness is up and down. Now, joy can give you peace all the time. And so that's what the difference is. So he said, I give you peace, but you need to be a believer. Why? So that the power of the Holy Spirit may abound in hope. So it says here, wait for the Lord. Why? Because he can renew your strength. They shall what? Mount up with wings of a what? Eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. We were up in Alaska a few months ago, and they say, there's the big bald eagle up there. Turn here and there. And that was just a month or two. We stopped in Juneau, the capital there. Looked at TV the other day and saw the house is going in the river. Because so you never know when things may change in your life. So I would ask, I would suggest that you need to be on God's time clock and not your own. So what I say, for in this hope, we're saved. Now hope that is seen, as I said before, is really not hope. But if you hope for what you don't see, we need to wait for it with what? Patience. And that's what something I've tried to learn over the years, to be content in any state I find myself. The fact that I can still walk, move my hands, drive a car, talk, and be enclosed in my right mind, that's a blessing. And I saw a young lady on TV the other day. She was paralyzed from birth, and what the story was about, she could only move her mouth. So she would put her pen in her mouth, and she would draw. Became a good artist. I thought about that. I said, now, heck, I can all do all this and that, and sometimes I don't do that much here. But here's a person is not discouraged, and all they can do is put pen in their mouth, and she started drawing pictures and things with her mouth. So God is good. And also, we found that evidence. Okay, we look at the legal points in here. What is legal law? Evidence. Evidence is a noun that shows what? The availability of a person's facts or information. And you see that a lot nowadays. So what are facts and information? But it indicates whether a belief or a proposition is true or valid. So the word of God is based on what? Truth. Because they say truth will really what? Set you free. So that's one thing we need to be looking at. So when you deal with that point three, when we look at evidence, if my window is broken there, I can suggest or I can assume that I may have had a burglary just by looking at that evidence. Scientists weigh the evidence for and against a hypothesis. So they do it just a little bit different. And those of you that works with doctors in different places like that, they come out with a lot of good statements, and they just say, well, it's kind of up to you sometimes, you know, and that's the blessing. But basically here, what we try to show is now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things that we can't see. So as you test your faith, you may have some weakness at a certain part that might need to have some strength. I would suggest the P's, prayer, planning, and just prophecy in terms of what God may have plans for you. Jeremiah said, God have plans for you. You may not be implementing your plans. You may not know your own strength. So I would suggest prayer groups, prayer partners, getting into the Word of God. But don't stop going. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl. If you can't crawl, I say basically sometimes I just have to stand still and know that God is with me here. That's where we're at here. So we look at the plan of salvation and what we're trying to do here. That song I wanted to play before we start speaking because really, you may have so much more that God wants you to do. So I think I can fly, and I think I can touch the sky. And the lyrics go on deeper and deeper there, but that may be you. There may be some doors that's closed in your life, and there may be some sickness. There may be family situation, but God is able to handle all that. And so I'm suggesting that you don't give up. Don't quit. Trust God. Keep praying and keep just trusting him. And so I'm about to close here, but I just want you to think on this here next term here. And it's about where we have so many things going on in life now. Myself as a teacher and a believer, I believe people should be able to read, you know. Because that's what gives you a foothold. I believe the Bible. I believe the Word of God. And everybody don't believe that. Now, also, even in the Bible, one of the kings, you may know him, he says it's all futile. You say, you know, he had enough things and things that mankind could give him, but he wasn't satisfied. Kind of like that today. I look at the Amazons and all this here, and they got a lot of things. But that really don't give you soul satisfaction. Only God can take care of that thirst. And so God speak to us as he may be speaking to us as I was hearing do the dance. God speak to us in many different ways. The praise dances, giving God praise. The songs there, so that could be enough to lift you up for one more day. And so we thank this church for allowing us to come. We thank the people that have come. But we don't want you to just come and go back home, what, the same way. We want you to be able to meditate on this for a few minutes and see what can be done. Because I wasn't always in school. Matter of fact, when I started Texas Southern years ago, they say, well, it's going to close in 2 months. That's what they told us back in the 60s. And I say, well, I'm going to go that 2 months. You know, I'm gonna make that 2 months. So what I'm saying, you need alternatives. You need to be resilient. And you need to have faith in spite of what? Crisis here. So I'm simply, in a moment, will extend an invitation, perhaps through your pastor or whoever designate, to come and give your life to Christ. Because only what you have for Christ will last. I have had a few things, as they say, a degree here and there. But as far as I know, they don't take a U-Haul to the cemetery. But I like to think my soul will be saved. And I'm looking forward to a new house that's not built by man. So that's what I'm looking for. And that encouraged me so much here. And I can tell you there are benefits even while you're here. I had no idea that God would bless me so much. My sister was a valedictorian. My brother was on the debate team. And I was just trying to get out of school, high school. So, you know, I was just there. But I thank the Lord that they didn't give up on me. And they opened doors. And I know this church, Pastor Pickens, and our church, Wheel Avenue, and Brentwood, and many other churches involved, can and will help you. So we ask you at this year time to consider joining a church if you're not a member of church, or you just need some help, or just need someone to pray for you. Perhaps if it's appropriate, as the pastor will have someone pray with you. I would simply be glad to pray with you. We pause a moment like the pastors would always say, I'm just not in a big hurry here because this time may not come again in your life. So I'm very serious about it. I think, to me, this is one of the most important times in your life, your decision that you make now. And there's that Bella Vesta singing with that boys' choir. I was just singing. I couldn't sing that much, but I try to keep a tune in baritone. Still can't sing, but I'm blessed. And my brother here. So at this time, we'll open the doors of the church and ask whoever may come, come today. Our policy, even if you join this church or another church, but you do need to make a decision. You do need to make a decision as to where you stand, because tomorrow's not promised. All you have is this time right now. I promise you that God can help you and bless you. I'm a living witness here. So come to Jesus while you have time. While you ceremony here. Thank you, God, and bless everyone. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huff Smith Corville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m., with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, "We are the branch, but He is the vine."